Are you the operator of a free radio station in Britain or Europe? Do you run the risk of being raided by the authorities? Well, now there is a better way. How about hiring airtime via the transmitters of Radio Rainbow International? Yes, for just £5 per hour, you can use our powerful 500-watt shortwave transmitter, plus our new 1-kilowatt medium-wave transmitter and FM stereo locally. Our shortwave transmitter on 6240 kHz covers all of Europe. Our medium-wave transmitter on 1521 kHz serves Northeast Ireland and West Britain, and our FM 96.5 stereo locally. Right now to Radio Rainbow International, 151 Moneymore, Drogheda, Ireland, and take the risk out of broadcasting. Use the airwaves of Radio Rainbow International.
And a very good day to you. Welcome along. You're in tune with Radio Rainbow International on 6240 kHz in the shortwave band, on the medium wave AM frequency 1521 kHz, and also on FM locally in stereo on 96.5 MHz. Welcome along to the free radio show. Yours truly, Kieran Murray, with you for the next 56 or 57 minutes. And this is free radio show number 47. Hope you're going to stay with us and keep me company. All our usual features on today's show, but getting us underway, it's music from the Thompson Twins. This is Get That Love.
Get that love.
Great group and a great song. Great to see them back in the charts again with that. Alana Curry together with Tom Bailey, together known as the Thompson Twins, and that is their current single called Get That Love. Good day to you and welcome along to the free radio show here on Radio Rainbow International, AM, FM, and of course shortwave right across Europe. And it's time now on the programme to take a look at our listeners' letters. And a quick reminder, by the way, that all our usual features lined up on today's show. We have 5 minutes of jingles coming up. We have a radio feature, a very interesting radio feature indeed, and we also have our free radio show news desk finishing off the programme. But right now it's time to go into our letters for this week. Quite a lot of letters indeed, and we'll begin with our first one, which is from Clontarf in Dublin 3. And it says, I listen to your programmes usually on 6 to 4 kHz, but today I was listening on 1521 kHz AM. The writer says that he heard the Ian Scott singles programme, and after that came Man of Action introducing the free radio programme. And he said that he listened to show number 45, played some jingles, and also the writer, whose name is Pierce MacDonald, gives us a list of some of the stations available on the FM scene in Dublin. Quite a list indeed. 88.1, there's a station there. 92.3, there's Christian Community Radio. There's Tala Community Radio, there's Capital Night Sky, and Smile FM on 94.3, and the list goes on. There's an incredible list of stations on the FM band in Dublin. Anyway, thanks for that. That's Pierce MacDonald from, what address is he? 27 Dollymount Avenue, Clontarf in Dublin 3. So thank you indeed for writing, and we have replied to you, and you should have your reply in the post by now. Now, our next letter is from Colchester in Essex in England. It's from a gentleman by the name of Gary Lee. And Gary says, dear sirs, listen to your programme, the free radio show, and also tape of Magic 104 this lunchtime, and must say that it was one of the most interesting programmes I've ever received on radio so far. He says, I've only been listening to shortwave a few weeks and have not managed to receive much so far. I've picked up East Coast Commercial, WFRL and London, and relays of Caroline, Monique and Laser. I receive weekly report from Anorex UK and see that there are quite a list of shortwave free radio stations. Perhaps you could advise me on what to use for an aerial so I can receive a lot more. The writer says, I shall be listening each Sunday at midday on 6 to 4 kHz so as not to miss your broadcast. The signal I would estimate at about 65 to 70% clear, although it did disappear occasionally. All voiceovers were clear and readable, and he says it's a shame that you don't transmit for longer hours, but I suppose that is the ridiculous laws in force at the moment. Well, the letter signs off by saying, I'll sign off now by reminding you how much I enjoyed today's programme. Please keep the service going. Looking forward to hearing from you. Best wishes and good luck for the future from Gary Lee. And Gary enclosed the C60 blank tape, which we have recorded one of our programs on it, and we have replied to you, and you should have your reply in the post by now, Gary. Okay, that's Gary Lee of 11 Field Court, Amund Way, Greenstead Estate, Colchester, Essex in England. Many thanks for your letter and nice comments on the program as well. You mentioned on your letter about our restrictive hours of broadcasting. Well, the only reason why we don't broadcast too long is that we don't have programs to fill the rest of the day, but as I'm sure you heard if you're listening carefully to us there, we are hiring out airtime on an experimental basis for the next couple of weeks or so, and hopefully we'll be able to fill up the airtime there. Now we'll go into our next letter on the program, and our next letter is from John Gartland of Carrigadmond, Kilcurry, Dundalk, County Louth. And a very good day to John. I know you're listening to us today. He says, I received your excellent broadcast on Sunday last on 96.5 FM and also on 1521 kHz AM. He says, I must congratulate you on your excellent medium wave transmissions, which come in here slightly stronger than Boyneside's 1305 kHz outlet. And he goes on to give us some news about Breffni Community Radio in Cavan, switching on their FM on 96 MHz. And also, he says, enclosed is a list of other FM stations audible here from time to time. And many thanks to you. He says, keep up the good work. No more news as such. So many thanks to you, John Gartland of Carrigadmond, Kilcurry, Dundalk, County Louth, for writing to us and your good comments on the programme. Now we move on to another letter now. We're doing well this week. This is a very nice typed letter, and it is from a Mark G. Ward of 85 Upper Grosvenor Road, Tunbridge Wells, Kent. And Mark says, "Dear Radio Rainbow, I sent you a letter reception report 4 months ago and have been patiently waiting for a reply. Shock horror. Since then, I've heard your station again on many occasions. I caught your free radio program yesterday, good to hear it back on the air, which included a letter from a listener who, like me, had not received a reply, which you now promised him. So I write again, hoping that this time you'll send me a Rainbow QSL card letter. I'll be very pleased to hear from you." Well, he gives a detailed summary of reception for the 22nd of March on 6240 kHz, gives a very detailed reception report, and he says, "I think you mentioned that you were using 500 watts on 6240 kHz, much more than you've used previously. That is, so we've bumped up the power a little bit on the shortwave, which is not bad, but we'll see how long we can get away with it. Anyway, the letter ends off by saying, I greatly enjoyed listening to your free radio program, which is very well presented and put together. The air check of WJMK was particularly enjoyable, as I have visited Chicago twice in the last year, and I'm fairly certain that I heard that station while I was there. He says it would be good to include a few more letters in each edition and up-to-date free radio news. Well, as I'm sure you heard today, we're including a lot more letters. We can only include, by the way, letters if we receive them, if you know what I mean. Anyway, he says, for your records, I'm 26 years old. I've been DXing since 1976. I've scanned the 48 meter band quite regularly since the days of ABC England and Radio Valentine." He says he's a postgraduate student of political science, and he edits the mailbag column of the World DX Club monthly bulletin Contact. Well, a very good day to all the listeners and members, indeed, of the World DX Club. Glad to know you're listening and taking note of our broadcasts. Anyway, we can guarantee you, Mark, that you should have a reply by now. If not, there's definitely something wrong with the post there. Apologies about that. As I said, if the letters are addressed directly to me at the Free Radio Show, we'll be able to definitely guarantee a reply for you on that one. Okay, so before we go into our next record now and bring in our 5 minutes of jingles, a reminder that our mailing address, if you want to write to us, it's the Free Radio Show, Radio Rainbow International, 151 Moneymore. Now, Moneymore is spelled M-O-N-E-Y-M-O-R-E. Moneymore, Drogheda. Drogheda spelt D-R-O-G-H-E-D-A, Drogheda in Ireland. So the address once again, the Free Radio Show, Radio Rainbow International, 151 Moneymore, Drogheda in Ireland. Now, before we go into our next record, just one last piece of mail here. In actual fact, it's a St. Patrick's Day card, which arrived a little bit late for us to include in our show. It's actually from a gentleman by the name of James Sudden of 396 North Promenade, Blackpool, Lancashire, FY12LB. So, good day to you, James. Thanks for the St. Patrick's Day card. He says he enjoyed listening to Radio Rainbow and also enjoyed listening to Boyneside Radio as well. So many thanks indeed for that letter. Okay, into music we go now once again. We've got the 5 minutes of jingles all lined up and ready to go. And a nice interesting selection of jingles, even if I say so myself, that's coming up after this from Nick Kamen. Loving You Is Sweeter. Me. Nick Kamen and Loving You Is Sweeter Than Ever. You're in tune with Radio Rainbow International on AM 1521 kHz, FM 96.5 MHz in stereo, and of course on shortwave right across Europe on 6240 kHz.
Are you the operator of a free radio station in Britain or Europe? Do you run the risk of being raided by the authorities? Well, now there is a better way. How about hiring airtime via the transmitters of Radio Rainbow International? Yes, for just £5 per hour, you can use our powerful 500-watt shortwave transmitter, plus our new 1-kilowatt medium-wave transmitter and FM stereo locally. Our shortwave transmitter on 6240 kHz covers all of Europe. Our medium-wave transmitter on 1521 kHz serves Northeast Ireland and West Britain, and our FM 96.5 stereo locally. Right now to Radio Rainbow International, 151 Moneymore, Drogheda, Ireland, and take the risk out of broadcasting. Use the airwaves of Radio Rainbow International.
Have you been getting it lately? If not, then you should contact Anorak's UK for everything to do with free radio. The weekly report with news and happenings from free radio stations round the world. A full selection of magazines, records, posters, photographs, books, jingles, t-shirts, videos. Everything to do with free radio. If you've never Anorak'd before, this is your chance to try. Just send a stamped addressed envelope or an international reply coupon to Anorak's UK, P.O. Box 539, Blackpool, England. That's Anorak's UK, P.O. Box 539, Blackpool, England. So, for further information, schrijf naar Anorak's UK, Postbus 539 in Blackpool, England. And we can all Anorak together. I'm an Anorak and I'm all right.
Turn on
all hit music.
Radio Rainbow International.
Yes, Tony Allen is all right until he starts singing. Welcome back. You're in tune with the free radio show here on Radio Rainbow International. And before that, you heard details of our new relay service. Now, a lot of people have been commenting to us that we're charging very, very cheaply at just £5 an hour for relaying right across Europe. Well, the reason behind that is, well, first off, it's just an introductory offer. And secondly, that's the very minimum price that we would charge. Obviously, we just have to see what kind of reaction we get in the coming weeks, but as an introductory offer anyway, certainly for the coming month anyway, we're charging just £5 an hour for relaying. Now, in we go to our 5 minutes of jingles on the free radio show. Today we feature jingles from Boyneside Radio, a local independent radio station which is based in Drogheda and also in Carrigarnon, north of Dundalk, and also has transmitters in Dublin as well. We feature Waterford Local Radio, a couple of IDs from them, WLR. Then we feature some jingles from RTE Radio 2. We're going to feature some jingles from Energy 103. And finally, ending off our 5 minutes of jingles today with jingles from the famous Radio Dublin. 5 minutes of jingles coming up now on the Free Radio Show.
Radio Rainbow International.
AM and Super Stereo FM, the true sound of summer.
Boyneside Radio.
Bubbling Boyneside Radio, in touch with you.
Live from Kells, Severn, County Meath and South County Cavan, this is Boyneside Radio.
Got it. We've got it, the great sound of today. Boyneside Radio, in touch with you.
Much more music, all summer long.
Music in good company, just you and me.
Boyneside Radio.
Every day,
yes, every day,
is a holiday
with those summer sounds on Boyneside.
We've got it,
the great sound of today. Boyneside Radio, in touch with you.
Nighttime
music.
It's Take 5 Quiz on Afternoon Delight.
We'll be right back. minutes past 12, and Sunshine Radio welcomes you to the Midnight Megamix with Jim Kenny, live from Tomango.
On 738 AM and 103 FM in stereo, this is Energy.
It's 8 o'clock, NRG News with Dave Johnson. Good morning.
Tony McKenzie, wake up with the happy sound of Dublin. Wake up with Energy. Tony McKenzie, Energy, 738 AM.
Tony McKenzie.
Broadcasting on 1188 kHz AM and 98.8 FM in stereo. This is Radio Dublin Network News.
It's ready for our power station.
Radio Dublin.
Mike Barron on 105 FM and 1188 AM.
Through the day it's better music.
Dublin is your better music station.
Broadcasting on 1188 kHz AM and 98.8 FM in stereo, this is Radio Dublin Network News.
It's exactly...
Radio Dublin.
Better music, Dublin.
Radio
Dublin.
105.
The sound of Europe.
Radio Rainbow International.
And that's our 5 minutes of jingles on the Free Radio Show for today. This is Free Radio Show, by the way, number 47. 5 minutes of jingles featuring Boyneside Radio, Waterford Local Radio, RTE Radio 2, Energy 103 and Radio Dublin. Now we'll turn our attention to our radio feature on today's free radio programme, and today a rather interesting radio feature. We're going to feature the opening and first hour of Radio 257. Now that was a station that came on the air in Dublin City in January of 1980, and it followed from the old ARD, when ARD closed down on the 31st of December 1979. And I think I recall actually featuring the close down, the final hour of ARD, on some previous free radio show. Anyway, today we're featuring the opening, as I said, and first hour of Radio 257. Recorded on Friday, the 4th of January, 1980, and the recording you'll hear will be extracts of the programme between 12 noon and 1 p.m, and the official opening is presented by my good friend and colleague DJ Dave C, and the guest presenters will be Stephen Rhodes and Ian Dempsey. Stephen, of course, went on to produce and to present a number of programmes on British ILR stations, and Ian Dempsey, as I'm sure you all know by now, is currently resident on RTE Radio 2. So let's listen now to our radio feature, the opening and first hour of Radio 257 in Dublin City, Friday the 4th of January 1980.
Yesterday's music, tomorrow's radio.
Radio Rainbow International.
I've never heard you.
This is Radio 257 in Dublin City. It's exactly 12 midday.
Radio 257.
Well, my friends, a very, very good afternoon to you. Radio 257,
My name is Dave C. Nice to be back with you on the radio once again. We've got full details of our programming and full information about our programs here between now and 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It's a lovely sunny afternoon in Dublin City, and it's nice to know you're out there. And as my friend Paul says, you're all very welcome along. We got some good music for you too. Welcome to 257.
Here we are once again, another year at an end. We've had a few ups and downs, but we're still the same. Remember last June in Spain, when I smiled at a senorita, you said never speak to me again.
Yes, my friends, this is the station, the big one on 257 with the big lineup. All your old friends back on the radio again with you. We'll be telling you who they are and where they'll be. Because they'll be right here 24 hours a day on 257. And they'll be giving you action-packed hour-by-hour, fun-filled entertainment. You better believe it. On the Irish scene, this is the Undertones. You've got my number. Why don't you use it?
You've got my number. Why don't you use it? You know my name. You wanna fuse it. If you wanna, 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 wanna have someone to talk to.
This is the Dave C. Show.
Radio 257 at 7 minutes after midday on Friday the 4th of January. I'm beginning to lose track, I really am. 4th of January 1980, and a brand new decade and a brand new experience in radio in Dublin. We'll be having the first of our guest disc jockeys in about 10 minutes' time. He'll be here to talk to you. He's very big, you know. He's a big man at this time. In the meantime, this is George McRae and Rock Your Baby. George McRae and Rock Your Baby. It's 12 minutes after midday. You're with Radio 257. The big team in Dublin City.
Come on.
Oh, take your time. Don't get excited. And I know lots of our listeners are still listening with us. And we say hello to you. And thanks for picking up where we left off. I'm Dave C, and I'm here till 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and throughout the course of the 2 hours, we'll be introducing you to our brand new lineup on 257, and telling you about the programs we'll be doing just for you, because it's you that we're interested in 24 hours a day. So you better spread the word around Dublin very fast, because people will want to know, you know. You know what I mean, like. By the way, one of those star names, of course, is Paul Vincent. He's here between 2 o'clock and 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and we'll be talking to Paul very shortly. And Paul said to me, how do you brainwash a disc jockey? He said, fill his record case with water.
Oh, dear!
Oh, dear. as always, my programs produced by Jim Kenny. Thanks to Jim for taking you through on 257 throughout the night time. Here's a song from my little gorgeous friend, Sylvia. And Sylvie will be here between 12 and 2, of course, as well. We'll be talking to her, looking at her hair and her eyes. And, oh, God. It's a lovely sunny day in Dublin City. Fitting tribute and a fitting hello to 257. Sister Sledge and a song called Lost in Music. And it's 17 minutes now after midday.
You have made us the most listened to radio station in Dublin. We are Radio 257. We are number one.
One of the big names on Radio 257 is Mr. Stephen Rhodes. Rhodes. And we've been talking to him after this record. I'm very tempted to say something I won't. This is Bob Dylan and a song called Hurricane.
Pistol shots ring out in a barroom night. It's a Betty Valentine from the upper hall. She sees a bartender in a pool of blood.
Bob Dylan and a song called Hurricane. 25 past midday, and you're with Radio 257. Now, the new 257 lineup will begin at 7 a.m. on Monday morning. But don't forget that between now and 2 o'clock with yours truly, Dave C., all the big jocks will be here to tell you what they're going to be doing themselves on the radio 24 hours a day on 257. One such person is a gentleman of old acquaintance of mine called Mr. Stephen Rhodes. Hello to you, Stephen.
Hello. And I'm not going to tell anybody what I'm doing when I'm on the radio.
Well, you could always give a little hint.
Well, yes. Well, we're back on Sunday afternoons between 1 and 3.30. With a 257 Top 40 show.
Yes, the Top 40 show.
Indeed,
action,
indeed.
Action-packed and full of instant surprises.
Exactly, yes.
And prizes.
Yes, I get surprises as well. Yes. We'll be having our prizes and all that with our chart prediction competition.
Yes.
And we'll also be looking into the idea of written competitions and things like that. And then we'll be back during the day between, let me see, between 9 and 11 o'clock. Even I know what that's. And we'll be having one of those funny little competition things. Is it yes or no? I can't remember which. It's one of those.
I'm terrified. I will never talk to you about that again. I mean, you caught me out once before on the radio with that. The yes-no competition, where people ring in. How exactly did that used to go? Because I haven't heard it in ages.
You're too kind. I've been away.
You've been away. Ah, what have you been doing with yourself at all?
Well, I went around the country.
Yes.
Yes, and now I can say I've been further than Bray. Not a lot of people can say that.
You were in Kerry too, weren't you?
We had a grand time in Kerry, yes. We did the Ring of Kerry.
Yes.
And then we did a reverse on the Ring of Kerry. I mean, have to put away that joke book.
I was told that when you were in Kerry, you found three bottles of milk in a field, and you were very ecstatic about it because you thought you'd discovered a cow's nest. Anyway. So you're
God
on.
God bless you, my son. What?
Can we take some music and come back to you?
Sure, why not?
Or preferably take some music and not come back to you. Whatever it is. We'll talk to you in a second. My little boogie of chocolate.
As the bomb goes neutron,
Stevie Wonder. And Send One Your Love. It's 18 minutes away from 1 o'clock. And you're listening to Dave C on the radio and the grand opening of Radio 257. The powerhouse one, the big one, the gentle giant. And it's nice to have you all along. We'll go back in time with Paul Anka and Diana. And we'll be talking to Ian Dempsey in about 5 minutes time. Can you wait for it?
I'm so young and you're so old. This, my darling, I've been told. I don't care just what they say, 'cause forever I will pray. You and I will be as free as the birds up in my trees.
Will your memory haunt me till I die? Alone am I, deep into the night.
Deep into the night with Tony Christie. Now that's the kind of music I'll be playing for you tonight on the Loveline program on 257 at 11 o'clock until 2 a.m. in the morning. Well, we hope you can join us for that. We really do now.
I wonder why.
Well, you're listening to 257. The new 257 lineup will begin at 7 a.m. on Monday morning. And throughout the course of my program now, between now and 2 o'clock, we'll be talking to several leading Dublin personalities who'll be shining through just like wax. 24 hours a day. We have Paul Vincent, of course, with Pyjama-rama every night between 11 o'clock and 1:30. And in actual fact, we'll be talking to Paul later on. He is here with his own program between 3 and 4. But the man in Dublin who'll be waking you up. Goodness gracious me, he's an awful neck. I don't know how he does it. The man who's waking you up in the morning is your friend and mine, and your man is as well, Mr. Ian Dempsey. Ian.
Good afternoon, David.
How are you?
Not bad, man.
You're looking very, very well.
Thank you very much. Just out of bed,
The last lie-in of 1980. Your hair is nice. It's combed at least for a change. So how are you keeping?
Very, very well, thanks.
Good. You're joining in on all the festivities here.
Oh, yes. And it's a great time.
You're enjoying your glass of champagne.
Of course, of course.
And you're ignoring all those people who are prodding you in back there.
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm getting something in my headphones. I thought it was
my fault.
Is it your fault?
Could be.
I see. Now you're behind me now. Hang on. This is getting out of hand. So you're going to have the prime time program in Dublin.
Well, 7 to 9. Let's hope we can try and make something out of it this time. Huh?
Yes. Can you hear that as well?
Yeah.
Keep moving. You know, never know. It might go away. Yeah. 7 to 9 in the morning.
Actually, it's going to be a completely different program for me, because usually the type of program I was doing before was the request type of program.
Yes. That was the lunchtime show.
Yeah, and phone-ins and all that kind of thing. That will more than likely be out, although we try and use the phone to some extent.
Yes.
In the new program.
Yes.
But it'll be a completely different thing and a new venture for me, so I hope it'll be successful, and I'll try and sound as bright and breezy every morning.
Let all the girls out there know now. Are you excited by it?
Oh, I'm very excited.
Delirious. What does that mean? You've got to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning or something?
Well, officially, yes.
Now, hang on.
It's flexible.
I'm telling you, you're getting up at six. You know the old story about radio, that if you're doing a radio program, you should really have 2 hours up. You should be up for 2 hours before you go on. So that you're not going on and saying, how's it, good morning? And you have your little jingles and all saying, good morning, and this is Ian Dempsey.
Oh, everything's all set.
That's fantastic. So you start Monday morning, is that it?
You're not going to tell a joke about me, huh?
Tell a joke about you? Well, it's fairly difficult, because my jokes are over there. Where are my jokes? Hang on a second. I'll tell a joke about Ian Dempsey. Once, two. Hang on. Ian Dempsey actually damaged his health over the weekend by drinking milk. The cow fell on him. Well, I told him he was in the wrong position anyway. No? Are you happy now?
I'm happy now.
That's great, Ian. Nice to have you along, as always, with the big team. Yeah. And we'll see you at 7 a.m. Monday morning.
Yeah, and I think it's today, this afternoon.
Of course, you're on today, of course, for your little hour. Have to get the Yale Spoke in. Yeah. 5 to 6 today, and breakfast at 7 o'clock. We'll see you then. Thank you, Ian.
We do.
57, 24 hours a day.
Good scene. A good song there in the Irish Sea from Tony Stevens, and it's called Who Do You Think You Are?
You, we like what you like. We're a lot like you. You are the night and the day. You are the music we play. We do it for you.
Radio 257.
The sound of your
Radio Rainbow International.
Well, you've just been listening there to our radio feature on our free radio show for today, featuring the opening and first hour of Radio 257, a station which lasted, well, a number of years in Dublin City. And that was a station which took over from ARD. That particular recording was from Friday, the 4th of January, 1980, and they featured the official opening performed by DJ Dave C, with guest presenters Stephen Rhodes and Ian Dempsey. If you've just tuned in and turned on, you're in tune with Radio Rainbow International on 6240 kHz on shortwave, on 1521 kHz on medium wave AM, and on FM 96.5 MHz stereo locally. It's the free radio show, and it's Kieran Murray with you, and up and coming we have our free radio show news desk.
Radio Rainbow International.
Are you the operator of a free radio station in Britain or Europe? Do you run the risk of being raided by the authorities? Well, there is a better way. How about hiring airtime via the transmitters of Radio Rainbow International? For just £5 per hour, you can use our powerful 500-watt shortwave transmitter, plus our new 1-kilowatt AM transmitter and our FM stereo transmitter locally. Our shortwave transmitter on 6240 kHz covers all of Europe. Our AM 1521 kHz transmitter serves Northeast Ireland and West Britain, and our FM transmitter on 96.5 MHz stereo locally. Write now for details to Radio Rainbow International, 151 Moneymore, Drogheda, Ireland. And take the risk out of broadcasting. Use the airwaves of Radio Rainbow International now.
Anorax UK, the way to stay in touch with free radio. Every week there's the weekly report with news information on the radio ships, the Irish free radio stations, the British free radio scene, the voice of peace, the people, the happenings, plus weekly cuttings of stories on free radio from the press. Anorax UK, originators and manufacturers of the medium wave loop frame aerial, designed to pull in those distant, hard-to-hear stations. Anorax UK merchandise, like free radio magazines, monitor, offshore echoes, wavelength and many more. Books, like The Last of the Pirates, The Lid Off Laser, Rebel Radio and Veronica Faven to the Tonenhaven. Records like the Radio Caroline story and A Spy for the DTI. Jingles galore from stations past and present, and naturally from those jingle kings, Alpha Sound! Anorax UK. Phonographs, posters, stickers, t-shirts, videos. For full details, send a stamped addressed envelope or an international reply coupon to Anorax UK, P.O. Box 539, Blackpool, England. That's Anorax UK, P.O. Box 539, Blackpool, England. And happy free radio listening!
Yesterday's music, tomorrow's radio.
Radio Rainbow International.
Free radio news from Ireland, Britain and Europe on the free radio show News Desk.
And it's Radio Rainbow International, AM, FM and shortwave. It's free radio show number 47, and we'll take a look now at our free radio news for today. And the first item of information we have for you on the Irish radio scene is that Breffni Community Radio in Kilnaleck in County Cavan have added FM to their outlets. Now we're told that the frequency is 96 MHz FM and the audio is quite pleasant, so we're told. Now moving to Drogheda, Boyneside Radio in Drogheda is suffering severe interference on their link frequency of 99.1 MHz from a Dublin station called Diamond Radio Diamond. Now the station in Dublin, Radio Diamond, is also using 99.1 MHz and Boyneside has contacted that station and asked them and begged them and implored them to move or to adjust even one point, and so far the station has refused to do so. As a result, Boyneside Radio has had to revert to mono FM transmissions while an alternative studio link is sought. Now, a new station has begun transmitting on the FM band in Dublin. It's a station called Phoenix Radio, and as far as we can ascertain, it's from South County Dublin. The frequency is 107 MHz FM in stereo, and the programmes are in very good quality stereo. Now, the 1st of April during the week, April Fool's Day, came and went during the week, and as per usual, all the stations had some fun. In Dublin, Q102 put out a news item that part of St. Stephen's Green, that's a large park in Dublin City, was to be taken over for use as a car park. Definitely an April Fool, if ever we heard one. Meanwhile, on Energy 103, they said that new regulations required that half the winnings on the new national lottery will go to the families of those addicted to the lottery. Definitely another April Fool, if ever we heard it. Now, news from the North County Dublin area. A station called CRF, Community Radio Fingal, celebrated their fifth birthday on the 28th of March. The frequency that they use on AM is 1575 kHz, and their FM frequency, shared with Pulsar, is on 98.8 MHz FM stereo. Now, Carlow Local Radio continue on 1359 kHz AM and 104 MHz FM. Now, it's understood that the station has plans to increase power on AM very shortly. At presently, they're using, a half a kilowatt, 500 watts, but they should be increasing power very shortly. Moving over to County Wexford now, a station was heard operating from New Ross, identifying itself as Radio Annabelle on 92.7 MHz. The broadcast took place on St. Patrick's Day, quite a number of weeks ago now, and the address, if you wish to contact them, is Radio Annabelle, P.O. Box 39 in Waterford. Now, English free radio news now. In Merseyside, Radio Merseywaves have returned to the air on 1242 kHz AM. Now, the power being used is in the region of 200 to 300 watts. The signal and audio is quite good and can be heard over a wide area of northwest England and North Wales, and even here on the east coast of Ireland. Now, Radio Merseywaves broadcast each weekend, and we send our best wishes indeed to the station owner and engineer Bert Williams. Radio Julie, by the way, are back on the air in Liverpool. 104.8 MHz is the frequency. And our thanks once again to Anorax UK in Blackpool for that information. News now from Scotland. Radio Mercury in Glasgow have hope to feature a half-hour Anorax show next time they are on air, and the programme will be presented by Bob Mackey. That's all we know. We have no frequencies or anything for that station. Moving to the London area now, and I wonder, could any of our listeners supply details of all the alternative AM and FM stations there? If so, it would be much appreciated. Our address for free radio news, jingle recordings, and any other items of interest, if you wish to send to us, is Radio Rainbow International, 151 Moneymore, Drogheda in Ireland. That's Radio Rainbow International, 151 Moneymore, and Moneymore is spelled M-O-N-E-Y-M-O-R-E, Moneymore, Drogheda. Drogheda is spelled D-R-O-G-H-E-D-A, Drogheda in Ireland. So we'll be looking forward to receiving your information there. Now, before we sign off on our free radio show news desk for today, we've got two newspaper cuttings to read out for you now, and they're both from the Daily Telegraph magazine, the English Daily Telegraph, dated Thursday, March 26th. I know it's a couple of weeks ago, but we'll just read it to you anyway. The headline is Ex-Pop Pirate to Take Over BBC Radio Show. Adrian Love, who began his career as a pop pirate in the 60s and established his name in the 70s as a chat show host on both London commercial radio stations, Capital and LBC, is to take over BBC Radio 2's afternoon show from April 6th. Mr. Love, who's age 42, son of the popular band leader Jeff Love, has also worked for Radios 1 and 4 and the World Service. His career was dogged by a self-confessed alcoholism until he made a determined effort to stop drinking 3 years ago. And finally, we have a little item here which would be of great interest to all our pirate friends, no matter where you are, all over Britain. And the headline is Civil Servant on Expenses Charge. I think this is rather good. Mr. John Durkin, age 42, Director General of the Radio Technology Unit at the Department of Trade and Industry in Britain, appeared before Clerkenwell magistrates accused of fiddling his expenses for trips abroad. Durkin of Coniston Way, Fleet, Hants faces four charges of obtaining a total of £5,000 by deception between January 13, 1984 and March 16th this year. He was remanded on unconditional bail for 4 weeks. Need we say any more?
Free radio news from Ireland, Britain and Europe on the Free Radio Show News Desk.
Complete with Nasty Big Scratch at the end of the track there. Apologies about that. That's a track taken from the album Irish Star Time, Red Hurley, and his version of the classic tune recorded originally by the Three Degrees. When Will I See You Again? That particular track recorded there by Red Hurley together with his sister, and a very nice recording indeed that is too. Are you the operator of a free radio station in Britain or Europe? Do you run the risk of being raided by the authorities? Well, there is a better way. How about hiring airtime via the transmitters of Radio Rainbow International? For for just £5 per hour, you can use our powerful 500-watt shortwave transmitter, plus our new 1-kilowatt AM transmitter and our FM stereo transmitter locally. Our shortwave transmitter on 6240 kHz covers all of Europe. Our AM 1521 kHz transmitter serves Northeast Ireland and West Britain, and our FM transmitter on 96.5 MHz stereo locally. Right now for details to Radio Rainbow International, 151 Moneymore, Drogheda, Ireland. And take the risk out of broadcasting. Use the airwaves of Radio Rainbow International now.
Music.
Radio Rainbow International.
And our thanks to everybody who's written to us so far, indeed, inquiring about details of our relay service, and we'll be in contact, indeed, with you all during this coming week. That's all we've time for on our free radio show for today, for this Sunday, free radio show number 47. Before we sign off, as usual, a reminder that if you want to write to us here, well, the address is as follows. Pen and paper to hand. It's the free radio show, Radio Rainbow International, 151 Moneymore, Drogheda in Ireland. That's the free radio show, Radio Rainbow International, 151 Moneymore, Drogheda in Ireland. I'll be back with you next week with show number 48. Looking forward to that. Have yourselves a good week. And for me, Kieran Murray, bye-bye and good day.